Hey friends, how you doing? Welcome to my daily update videos. Just having a really great day. It's a cold day here in the UK, but I am back in the north of England in Liverpool, and going to be doing some jobs here today, some work. It's great having a computer, being able to work, do Zoom calls, connect with people anywhere in the world, so and see some family today, so it's my plan for today. Good. Hey, thanks for praying for me. Few quick housekeeping things. Again, if you're new on our YouTube channel, please like this video, comment, give it a thumbs up, share it, and subscribe on our YouTube channel or wherever you might be watching this. Hey, do check out all the links below, especially my new course. I have a new 12-part course out there on the disciplines of a spirit-filled life. How to stay in that place of joy, of freshness in your walk with God. How to never lose the joy of your salvation. That's a really important thing. And we have a special offer. It's 50% off for the first 3 weeks. So link below. Check out on that one. Hey, looking forward to be back in the US. I leave here tomorrow. I'll be back in Sturbridge Worship Center preaching Sunday morning. Be speaking there about subject I really love and I've never really heard anybody else teach on, which is how to inquire of the Lord. It's really some deep waters. It's coming Sunday. Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be at NEF Church in Norwalk, Connecticut, speaking about quietness and stillness before the Lord, about being still. There's a knowledge of God that only comes when we're still before God, being still and quiet before the Lord. Some really great things there. Hey, if you're not getting our email newsletter, why not sign up for that? I know that would be a real blessing to you as well. Good. Well, hey, I was reading a story today. I know many of you know, but just thinking about this, about Peter walking on the water. I'm sure you know the story. There's a few references to Jesus walking on the water in the Gospels, but let me look today at Matthew 14. In Matthew 14, they see Jesus walking on the water. It's funny, Jesus is going faster than the boat. You thought about that. They're in the boat, struggling, waves are hitting them, crashing, and then Jesus comes and he's going faster than the boat. Have you ever been in one of those airports where you're on one of the long conveyor belts? Maybe your friend chose to walk and you took the conveyor and you're walking, but you're going like twice as fast as them. It's a really great feeling. I think that's probably what this thing looked like there. It says Jesus would have passed them by as well in one of the versions. Come on, think with me here. Is Jesus God? I hope you answered yes, because he is. If Jesus is God and Jesus is moving, then this is a move of God? This is a move of God. God was moving. They're in a boat, struggling, frankly. And then as they look, they see a move of God. And I want you to catch this. They nearly missed the move of God. The move of God was about to pass them by. You said, Graham, God would never move. The move of God would never pass somebody by. Oh yeah, it happens all the time. They nearly missed the move of God. And there's something Peter did. Peter got out of the boat and then brought Jesus back into the boat. I think it's a fair inference in the story to say Jesus would not have got into the boat if Peter hadn't got out of the boat. And I believe God is looking for water walkers in this season. I believe God wants us to walk on water. I think it's interesting. If you would have gone to the 11 disciples and said, where's the safe place? I think they would have said, hey, we're in the lake. The safest place to be is in a boat. And yet, I was just thinking about this today. You know, I don't want to be in a 2,000-year-old design boat in the midst of a stormy sea. That sounds a really unsafe place to be. And I think if you think about it, living in 2022 in America and England, and those are pretty good countries, it goes downhill at wherever you think. It's not a very safe place to be. I mean, I thank God for medical science and doctors, love them, pray for them, have them as friends, not opposed to taking a shot, whatever, but that's not a very safe boat to be in. The financial security of the world, I mean, I've got stocks and shares and investments of those things, but I take all of that with a grain of salt. I know that, you know, in theory, in the last year, I've seen my investments go down about 25%. No, I haven't sold anything. I just keep buying at the lower price. It will go up. But my point is, it doesn't touch me emotionally because I don't look at that as a safe place to be. It's just a thought. But if you would have gone to Jesus and said, Jesus, where's the safest place to be? He would have said, walking on water on the Word of God. Peter was safer walking on the Word of God outside of the boat than he was to be in walking on in fear, held up by a wooden structure, tossed about in the wind and the waves. The safest place to be is to walk on the Word. I really want you to catch that today, guys. The safest place to be is to walk on the Word. You know, as Peter walked on the Word of God, come, he took his eyes off of Jesus, put his eyes on the wind and the waves that were boisterous. Big boy. Let me ask you a question. Is there an easy day to walk on water? Is it easier to walk on water when it's a calm day? And this is kind of a silly thought in a way, isn't it? But I tell you, God calls us to walk on His Word. There's not an easy disease to get healed and a hard disease to get healed. It's all impossible. All of these gradations exist only in our mind. God says, walk on water. The Lord says, be with me. The Lord says, trust me. The Lord says, let your security be in me. And I just want you to catch that, that as we walk on water, we're going to be tempted, quote unquote, tested by the wind and the waves and other things that come along. We shouldn't be surprised by that. We shouldn't be alarmed by that. We shouldn't think that's a strange thing. That, ooh, why is that happening? I think it's normal that we're going to see those experiences and we're going to be challenged in our faith. The key when you're looking at Jesus with one eye and looking at the wind and the waves with the other eye is to refocus, is to recalibrate, is to learn to put faith blinders or blinkers on, we say in the UK, and look at Jesus only, focus only on His Word, not allow the things around us which are real, but they're not that real. The waves were real, the wind was real, but it wasn't as real as the Word of God. Yeah. So whatever you're walking through today, put some faith blinkers and faith blinders on and keep your eyes only on the Word. Hey, last little thought here today. Never be afraid of crying out for help. Peter begins sinking. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and will not receive from God. James 1:8. And as Peter's sinking, he cries out, help! And Jesus lifts him back. I don't think actually Jesus carried him back into the boat. I think Jesus put him back on the Word and they walked back together. So my point to you is, there's no shame in crying out help if you need help as you're on a journey of faith. But don't go on a journey of faith, sink, and then make a theology of sinking, make a theology that you begin to preach to others, well, God's Word, you can slip and you can fail on it. No, we fail on God's Word when we take our eyes off of God's Word, put them on the wind and the waves, and become double-minded. To become single-minded today on your walk on the Word. Boom. Hope that helps, guys. Well, I'm off to catch a train here today, so I'm cheering you on. All for my American friends, you're probably still waking up right now, but greetings from the future. And God loves you. Walk on water, walk on the Word, walk with Jesus. Again, check out the links below and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already done that. Bye for now.